I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. The last American combat brigade based in Iraq has left the country. Soldiers and vehicles of the 4th Striker Brigade crossed the border into Kuwait overnight. These men were happy to be on their way back to the U.S.
Just a whole bunch of stress just off my shoulders, but it feels good to be in Kuwait, about to head home.
Best part of getting back to Kuwait, one, I know no one else is going to get hurt, and two, I'm going home.
It's a relief, you know? 12 months of straight being in that vehicle, finally getting out and realizing that it's going to be the last time I wear that kit in a while is a nice feeling.
I didn't get to have anything to do with the initial push into Iraq, but we got to close it out, and it's a pretty good feeling for my crew and myself.
American soldiers Troy Danahy, Stephen Bierer, Timothy Berenar, and Keith Chase left Iraq today, 7 years after the American-led invasion. Jane Araf is Baghdad correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Jane, what's actually changed?
Well, not very much, except maybe perceptions. The perception, perhaps, that now that these combat troops have left, that the war is over, for instance. We know that's not the case here on the ground. Iraqis don't believe it's over. But certainly the fact that the last of the combat troops crossed that line into Kuwait is a milestone, certainly, in the American history of the war, if not so much in the Iraqi perception of it.
From where you sit, how does the future look, both short-term and medium-term and long-term?
I think the thing about hope here is it has a very long time span. People are optimistic in the long term, perhaps even in the medium term, not quite so much in the short term. And you see that with the fact that Iraqis who have fled, who have gone to Jordan, Syria, the United States, aren't really coming back yet unless they absolutely have to. They're still waiting to see what happens. Now, I spoke to a shopkeeper at the site of that bombing 2 days ago where the Iraqi military recruits were killed. And he said he had come back from Syria 2 years ago, but his wife refused to come back. He said, what was I going to do with the wife and children here? There's no water. There's very little electricity. There are hardly any jobs. And he's talking about leaving again. So there's an awful lot of uncertainty in that short term.
That's interesting. So you don't hear so many concerns about there simply being a security vacuum.
That security vacuum is really seen to be tied in with the political vacuum. 5 months after Iraqis went to the polls the way we suggested that they should, there isn't a government here. It's completely stalled. Really no clue of how this is going to solve itself. Every time I go to the aftermaths of these suicide bombings and the attacks, people are saying, if there were a government, this wouldn't happen. There would be somebody in control. And more than that, they believe that a lot of the violence is actually politically linked. So really, there's a sense here that there's a vacuum that means not only major decisions aren't being made, but that it is affecting security.
A top Iraqi general last week, among other people, commented that the U.S. withdrawal was premature. Is that the way people see it? Do they focus on it being premature?
Well, what he was really saying was after 2011, there's still going to have to be a U.S. presence here. And I think maybe those are two different things. The U.S.-Iraq security agreement, as well as President Obama's plan, calls for all forces to be out of here by the end of next year. But he pretty much said publicly what a lot of officials, Iraqi and American, say privately, that it's obvious Iraq cannot defend its borders. It doesn't have the army, doesn't have the tanks, doesn't have the equipment, can't defend its airspace, doesn't have the fighter planes, and it won't be able to have that capability. It doesn't even have the money to buy them for another 10 years. So the feeling really is that assuming there is a relatively friendly government that comes into place, they will actually negotiate a new agreement for some sort of U.S. presence here after 2011.
Given those concerns, how fearful are people about stability in the region as a whole?
I think stability in the region is always a concern. This is a region where it has proved that neighbors can be really unfriendly, and there's a sense here that it's a region in turmoil, not so much open turmoil, but certainly simmering underneath the surface. I spoke to the Iraqi foreign minister, and he said this has become a regional battleground. He was referring to government formation. And in his view, in the view of a lot of Iraqis, everyone wants a hand in this. The Iranians, the Saudis, the Gulf states, the Turks, everyone. So that's really seen as a factor here in terms of how stable this can really be. There is a real concern about what happens after the American troops leave.
Jane Araf is Baghdad correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.